Good afternoon, Fabian.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, that's absolutely 100% true. Like, I 100% dreamt that I was going to be good at football, but due to not being good at football, it never happened for me, right? And I'm not alone. I reckon there's so many parents out there that just go, oh, I could have made it, but I couldn't, so now I'm going to live that dream through your children. That's just what you do.
So that's what is that the only thing the show is about? What else is it about?
Oh, no, it's pretty much just my journey of trying to live those dreams through my children, but then all the crazy stuff that happens to my kids or other people's kids, or realistically, how mental parents get at these things, because like I'm mental at these things, and I know that the parents around me are way crazier than I am, for sure, right? And essentially, you know, I'm just trying to live that dream. And like, I wanted to be, I'll tell you right now, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Tony Modra. That's what I wanted to be. I was in the backyard pretending to take Speckies, going, Modra, Modra. You know, you don't know much about Tony Modra, but.
Well, I know Modra a lot from, you know, people saying Modra when they're doing a Speckie.
Yeah, exactly, right. And I met Tony Modra the other day as a grown up. Now, I'm going to explain to you that it's probably one of the most embarrassing moments of my life because I reacted quite poorly. So apart from doing stand-up comedy and doing a bit of radio myself, I also work on weekends at children's parties as a children's entertainer, okay? Mm. Now, I was working in a kid's party and I was just finishing up and I didn't realize that Tony Modra's child was one of the kids at the party. Right?
Oh, wow.
So I'm packing up with my back to all these dads, and then I hear a dad say, oh, well done today, mate. You did a great job with the kids. And I turn around to say thank you to the dad, and I've got to preface this. I'm wearing a Crows hat because it's sunny, okay? It says Adelaide Crows on it. I turn around to say thank you to the dad, and then I see it's Tony Modra, and he says to me, nice hat, mate, referring to the fact I've got a Crows hat on. And then I say, out of my adult voice, Tony Modra, as if I was doing a Speccy up someone's back when I was 7, right? Yeah. And now it gets weirder because he sees me and goes, oh, yeah, thanks, mate. And then I go, oh, when I was your child's age, I used to have a picture of you on my wall. And then, why did I say that on my face, Mark? Why would you say to another grown man that you had a picture of him? Why would you say that?
Because you idolized him. That's a very normal thing. Kids have weird idols.
Yeah, but I'm a grown-up now, and I've got a child the same age as he's got a child, and I'm looking at a fellow grown man, and I'm pretty much what I've done there is said, hey, you're old because I'm old, and you're older because I liked you when I was your kid's age, and he's looked at me and, and I've just gone, ah, Tony Modra, and then, I have a poster of you when I was a kid, and he's just gone, but yeah, it doesn't look the same as I used to look back then, and I'm like, and then it got very embarrassing is what I'm trying to say. It was a terrible time for me.
Look, I suppose you probably don't look the same as you did when you were 7.
No, I don't. And but the thing is, pretty much what I did next was I just kind of pulled my hat down over my eyes and just hoped that I would just wait it out till he left.
Just hope the crow's symbol is enough.
Oh, man, it was a horrific moment. Well, that moment and many other moments, mainly involving my kids. I got 4 kids. Mm. I've tried to live the dreams through all of them. Some of them are good at sport. Some of them are terrible. I'll explain both when I do the show. Mm. It's got a lot of gear in it.
Yeah. Who do your kids have on their walls?
Oh, they don't have pictures of me, that's for sure, or Tony Modra. But no, they've got one of my kids did have Steve Smith, the Australian cricketer, on his wall. But as soon as the ball tampering saga happened, yeah, he just ripped it down. And it's like he was just like disgusted at the poster. That was quite a funny moment. But you know, they've got other pictures of things on their walls. I try, you know, animals, whatever.
So you're a footy dad now. Was your dad a footy dad?
Oh, sort of, I guess. Maybe not enough of a footy dad. Like, I think...
You wanted him to push you more?
Yeah, like, I probably wasn't pushed hard enough, whereas then I probably pushed too hard. Like, there is different levels of footy dad for sure.
Absolutely. Do you feel like you needed to be made to cry? Do you make your children cry?
See, occasionally, right? Now, I think the shouting from the sidelines is kind of where, like, a lot of what gets shouted at the kids, I think, isn't so much the parent being sort of, I guess, frustrated with the game itself, but with either their own life or their child, right? They're the two things. And I think they target different things. Like, they might start off by targeting the umpire with some abuse, try and take the shine off the fact that their kid's a bit rubbish. When that doesn't work, they might start abusing the opposition team, again, trying to defer, like, sort of smoke and mirrors magician style. Then the coach. And then finally, they start shouting that abuse to their child. They think, somehow, if I yell horrible things at my child enough, he'll snap into being good at the thing I want him to. We've all made that mistake. I do it all the time. And you know what? Doesn't always work.
Mm. So where would you put yourself in the rankings of sideline dads? Are you the angriest, the middle of the road angry, or the least angry?
See, I think I'm probably a new category that I've managed to organize. I think what I really am is the silent, disappointed shake of the head dad. So while other dads are shouting a lot, I just sort of give like a, if I'm disappointed, like I've just realized that I'm not going to make money off of this child.
You're not
I just kind of shake, oh no. But then at the same point, like when I'm happy, I kind of, because I reckon I don't do as much of my shouting at the games as say other parents do. Obviously because I've got stand up to do a bit of shouting. Whereas I think sometimes this is the only place where these parents can do this. So sometimes I feel that when they're shouting, they don't even actually mean the things they're shouting.
Mm.
They're just, it's almost like it's a counseling session. And by yelling out, like for example, the word ball. If you yell ball out at a football game, that's okay. You can yell it as loud as you want and as hard as you want. It doesn't even have to be in a holding the ball situation. As long as you yell it with enough passion, people are like, oh, he's right into the game. Whereas that parent that's yelling that actually is probably saying some other things. They've got other issues and they don't want to verbalize them. They just yell ball. So I like to sometimes sit back and go, oh, what does that person mean by yelling ball? Is their wife leaving them? That kind of thing. You know what I mean? You can see this in a game of sport.
Yeah, there's a lot of aggression out there.
Absolutely, right? And I've seen it all. And like I said, I've had kids, both the good sporting kids. I've had both the bad sporting kids. I've had the in-between. And in my show, I kind of categorize all that. I categorize all the different types of parents, and I tell some stories of football, but I also tell some stories of other things, like dance, for example. I've got a daughter who's a competitive dancer. I tell a few stories about sort of what goes on behind the scenes there as well. Kind of say, it's all about sitting back and attempting to live your dreams through your children. I'm sure a lot of you people listening now are probably attempting to live their dreams through their children.
So you've actually worked on your kids for a couple of shows. Do you feel like you have to have a focus for each? Every single child gets their own show?
In a way.
To keep it fair.
Mate, well, every single child has definitely had real big chunks of the show written about them. Sometimes, we're going to look behind the curtains here, sometimes I blend what's happened to maybe two of the kids into one story and make it seem like I've just had one kid that heaps of shocking things have happened to. Realistically, these things have spread out amongst all the children. But you're kind of right. Like, I wrote a show, like my last bunch of shows was The Walking Dreads, which was basically a show about my divorce. Like, it was a post-divorce apocalypse. Then I did a show about finding my new missus. And then I did a show about our baby called The Newborn Supremacy, right? So those three shows were kind of like a trilogy. So this is kind of the first show since then, like a breakaway from that trilogy, where I've just kind of focused in on what I'm really doing in my life now, which is going to sports things, cooking barbecues. It's ridiculous.
So in blending these stories together, if your kids ever be like, is that about me? Can you just be like, no, that's, I'm making it up. It's the other kid.
I try to do that, but they know if this has happened to them. They know. My daughter, who's now 15, I've got a great story, not in this show this year, but a great story that I tell throughout. When I do comedy, this one comes into my sets about something that happened to her when she's 5. And I still make her seem as if she's a 5-year-old girl in this story. So she's lived as a 5-year-old girl for 10 years in one particular story. And I know that she's like, are you doing that story again, Dad? I'm like, I might be. And she's like, oh, I know she hates it. And I know she knows that story is about her.
Hmm.
Yeah, which can be a bit troublesome.
This is a strange question. What do you think you're going to be writing about when your kids grow up?
That's a very good question, because I guess what it is with my stand-up is that I put everything in it that's happened to me in my life, basically. Like, I'm not one of these kind of observational comedians that's like, wow, how weird's having the self-serve at the checkout? Like that, I don't sort of do that stuff. Literally everything that happens to me turns into a big story. And I think what will happen when they don't have them to talk about anymore, I think I'll just have to pick on someone else that it's really close to me. Like, I'll be like, wow, he writes these weird shows about his friendship group. Like, that's what's going to happen. A sitcom, probably. I reckon a sitcom. Yeah. The grandkids, yeah, they'll probably be the next targets. I'll be heavily involved in the life. Like, why is grandpa always around? And I'm just there with a notepad. I need stuff to talk about. That's what it'll be like.
Do you think your kids are going to be growing up to be footy dads or comedian dads?
Well, this is the thing. I think my 15-year-old daughter, I think she's probably going to be a comedian because she is way funnier than I am and often will say something back to me that'll just break me. Like, I can't come back to that. Whereas I think I've got a 9-year-old son called Andre. Now, he's 100%. He's the sportsman. Out of all my kids, he's the one. I don't know what's happened there. Weird mix of genetics. He's everything I wanted to be. I think he's going to go on to, if he doesn't make it in sport, at least tell everyone that he was good at it. That's what he's very good at bragging. So I think he's the one.
That's what you need.
Mm.
You're going to be bragging right now. When can people catch your show?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. They can 14th to the 22nd of February at the National Wine Centre. It's 9 p.m. That's right. It kicks off Valentine's Day. What could be more romantic than taking that special someone in your life to a show about what could happen if later that night things go, oh, hello, and you know, what are you going to be doing with your children in the future?
Yeah, parents, be reminded of your daily life.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for joining me, Fabian.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I hope your show turns out spectacularly.
Well,
Specky.
Yeah, even. Modra!